Democrat. So being donkey of the day is a little bit of a mixed blessing.
So like a donkey. Hee-haw. Okay.
Donkey of the day.
The Breakfast Club, all right, bitches. Guys.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Everybody look alive, okay? Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, February 9th goes to a sports reporter named Michael Donaldson. I don't know what outlet Michael Donaldson works for. I just know he's a sports reporter who was on a post-game video conference call. The game I'm talking about is the Super Bowl. Now, let's be clear. It is the 9th day of Black History Month. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Black History Month. Damn it! Black History Month is a time where folks remember important people and events in the history of African Americans. But I often wonder, how will they ever remember our history when they can't even remember our present? What are you talking about, Charlemagne? Uncle Charlotte Leonard, what do you mean they can't remember our present? Well, number one, I said what I said. Number two, I meant what I said for a number of reasons. And let me rephrase, they know our history. They just bank on you not knowing your history. That's why they teach us what they want us to know about us and everything else you have to figure out on your own. That's why reading is so fundamental. But once again, they will never respect or remember our true history because they don't respect and remember the history we make in now. Case in point, today's donkey, Michael Donaldson. Now, I know on Sunday we were celebrating the greatest white man of all time, Tom Brady. But like most white men, Tom Brady's greatness is assisted by the greatness of black people because Tampa Bay has four black coordinators. Okay, assistant head coach, run game coordinator Harold Goodwin, special teams coordinator Keith Armstrong, defensive coordinator Todd Bowles, and offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich. Yes, that defense that shut down that high-powered Kansas City Chiefs offense led by Todd Bowles. Black man, that offense that put 31 points on the board Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs, led by Byron Leftwich. Black man, first team ever with black people holding all three of those positions to advance to the Super Bowl. That is black history. And it should be a much bigger story being that, you know, it's Black History Month. That should be celebrated. And the fact that the Chiefs also have two women coaches. Okay, assistant defensive line coach Lori Locus and assistant strength and conditioning coach Maurel Jadifa, I hope I pronounced your last name right, but drop on the Clues Bombs for the most diverse coaching staff in sports, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I salute you. Okay, but back to Michael Donaldson and the lack of respect he has for black history. See, black history was made Sunday, and Michael Donaldson had the privilege, okay, should I say the black privilege, of speaking with Tampa Bay Buccaneers offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich, a man who most sports reporters should know. I mean, he was one of the top 10 picks in the 2003 NFL draft. He won a Super Bowl as a backup quarterback with the Steelers in 2008. And if you don't know him for anything else, you should know that you are talking to the offensive coordinator of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who just won the Super Bowl. Okay, offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich, not Brian, Byron, and he will correct you. Listen.
We will begin today's media availability with Tampa Bay Buccaneers coach Brian Leftwich.
Byron.
Byron.
Byron, not Brian. Okay, but back to Michael Donaldson. Keep in mind, Tampa Bay has a black man offensive coordinator, and they have a black man defensive coordinator. But I guess to Michael Donaldson, we all look alike. Listen.
First question will come from Michael Donaldson.
Hey, Coach. Great win. Congratulations tonight.
Thank you.
Going into the game, what was your number one goal on the defensive side to shut Mahomes down, shut that high-powered offensive down?
To shut Pat Mahomes down? I think you got the wrong guy. I had nothing to do with that. That was Todd.
You got the wrong guy. It's such a trigger for me when white people don't know the difference between black people. Two things to remember about black people. We are not monolithic, and we all don't look alike. It's disrespectful. Do you know how many times white people have told Morris Chestnut they love him on The Breakfast Club?
Shut up.
Do you know how many times white people have come up to me and told me I should have ran in a zigzag when the dude in the red Hyundai pulled up in Boys in the Hood? This is so disrespectful.
Zero.
This is so disrespectful that Michael Donaldson didn't even bother to research what black coach he was talking to from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Listen to it again. Just listen.
First question will come from Michael Donaldson.
Hey, Coach. Great win. Congratulations tonight.
Thank you.
Going into the game, what was your number one goal on the defensive side to shut Mahomes down, shut that high-powered offensive down?
To shut Pat Mahomes down? I think you got the wrong guy. I had nothing to do with that. That was Todd.
That nervous white laughter. Michael Donaldson thought he was talking to defensive coordinator Todd Bowles when he was talking to offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich. Byron better than me because I would have made him super uncomfortable and said, you got the wrong nigga. Okay, do you even know the nigga you're looking for? Michael would have replied, I'm not looking for any nigga. I mean, I am, I mean, I oh, God. Okay. See, this, ladies and gentlemen, okay, white people do stuff like this all the time. And this is exactly why I purposely never, ever get the names of the Beatles right. Envy, ask me who the members of the Beatles are.
Who are the members of the Beatles?
Elton John, Sting, Keanu Reeves, and John Travolta.
You got okay. it.
I know.
You got it.
I purposely will tell a white person that Justin Bieber was always my favorite member of NSYNC. You have to be disrespectful and passively aggressively racist on purpose, just like some of them do. Okay, I am not Michelle Obama. Michelle says when they go low, we go high. No, when they go low, I tell them that Dolly Parton, not B. Arthur, was my favorite golden girl. Oh, yes, Dolly Parton, Barbara Streisand, B. Arthur, and Vanna White were the cast of the Golden Girls. See, sometimes you have to disrespect people to let them know you was being respectful the whole time. Okay, you know why this is dangerous? Because they all look alike to me often applies, okay, when the police are looking for a black male suspect. All right, the problem is all black males look suspect to some white people, which often puts us in the position that brothers like former tennis star James Blake was in when he got tackled by a white New York City police officer because he looked like a black man suspected of credit card fraud. They all look alike to me is a racially loaded phrase that haunts us in school, the workplace, and now the coaching ranks of the NFL. This is why you have to purposely tell people you hope Chris Pratt returns to play Captain America in the MCU. Okay, Hillary Duff, Hillary Swank, Hillary Clinton. Only Hillary I acknowledge is Hillary Banks. All those other Hillaries I just named, can't tell them apart. One of them was on Breakfast Club when she was running for president and had hot sauce in her bag. I don't remember which one it was. The moral of the story is, Michael, all black people don't look alike. Please give Michael Donaldson the biggest hee haw. That's all I'm saying. That's all. It's all rough right. out here, man. You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, oh, all black people look alike. Like, come on, man. You think I want to be walking through the airport and hear people say, Morris, Morris?
Nobody says no damn Morris. More like, Joe. Yo, Joe, R&B singer Joe.
That's never happened.
Let's open up the phone lines. 800-585.
Joe wish he looked like me and Morris Chestnut, okay?
Shut up. 800-585-1051. Have you ever been confused? Somebody thought you was somebody else.
Envy, you got a story. Remember when you got confused for Drake? Or was it one of the DeBarges? Which one?
It was, well, both, actually. I got confused for Drake before. I've got confused for one of the DeBarges. I've got confused for Barack Obama. That happens all the time.
That never happened. That never happened. Barack never happened. Barack never happened.
When I got my beard, Joe Buttons and Carlos Boozer.
I definitely can see Joe Button all in you.
Carlos Boozer for sure.
It depends. When he got too much Beijing, definitely Carlos Boozer.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So let's open up the phone line. What about you, Yee?
People used to always call me Miss Info. To tell you the same.
Oh, my goodness.
That is true. That is true. I remember when the Breakfast Club first started, and they used to say it was me, DJ Envy, Miss Info.
Miss Info.
That is a fact. That
Absolutely.
Is well, true. Actually, and part of it is because before we started this show, I was the last person to sign on, and so the rumor was that Miss Info was joining the show.
Got you.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's open up the phone.
Even in perceptuals, you know, in radio, they do perceptuals and they, you know, they ask, you know, who are the members of the Breakfast Club? And oftentimes they say DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Morris Chestnut. They have never said that ever.
No one's ever said that.
Don't do that to Morris Chestnut,
y'all
man.
So
come on.
Y'all so disrespectful.
All right, 800-585-1051.
You're disrespectful to Morris.
Who have you ever been confused for? Like, you know, we know Charlamagne was, you know, they called him DMX at one time.
That's
they called
happened.
Him Joe.
It's always been Morris Chestnut.
800-585-1051. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.